Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, and I'm here to help.
Hey, Doug, all right.
It's great to be back.
I haven't seen you in the studio in ages. I know you've been busy getting signatures. Why don't we do some news first?
A couple things, quickly.
Yeah.
Okay. James Dolan, not the smartest businessman in the world. He bought Newsday.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, he bought Newsday.
That's
which is
from Long Island.
A New York newspaper.
Long Island.
Long Island. He bought it for $650 million.
That's like a year ago or so, recently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then apparently he spent about $4 million so that they could update the website.
They redesigned the website so they could sell subscriptions because, you know, you go for news online, it's all free. You go to Drudge,
right.
You go wherever you want.
It is.
So they wanted people to pay, how much do you know?
$5 a week.
So about 20 bucks a month.
$20 a month, yeah.
We sell subscriptions, Bob, and you're live, right?
In fact, I don't think, do you have any that are as cheap as 20 a month?
No, I think the cheapest is $24.99, $34.99, $49.99.
A month.
And that's what keeps us going here at Bob and Your Life. Well, they spent $4 million to redesign their website so they could sell subscriptions.
Yeah.
All we do is we ask Daryl Berkey to help.
Yeah.
And Joe Rosano.
Help us get
and
the word
Nathan
out.
Ramback. We
that's
say,
right.
Hey, guys, could you help us sell subscriptions? And they say, well, we're busy, but we'll do it part-time. And they do it in about 3 weeks.
But we do have the advantage of being on the 50,000-watt Christian blowtorch station.
AM 670 KLTT.
Amen. We do have that advantage over the Newsday folks.
So Newsday, the Long Island Daily newspaper.
They have the advantage of a 10 million citizen possible subscriber base there. In
right, and they're a $650 million paper.
Well,
they spent
$4
million to redesign their website.
They've had, so far, they've had 35 people subscribe. 35.
Now, you just printed this out before showtime. Now, that's not, you're joking, right?
That math is so
in
small.
In what amount of time? 3 months.
Over
in three months. In 3 months.
In 3 months.
You mean fewer than three dozen people?
Fewer than three. That's such small math that even I can do it in my head.
Yeah. So fewer than three dozen people have signed up to pay 20 bucks a month for Newsday. We've got hundreds of people who get BEL materials.
Hundreds.
And who subscribe. And every month automatically they get download. They download Bible study albums, seminars, and so on. They get DVDs. They get our materials. They get the classic BEL TV shows on DVD.
I think it's a matter of content. You've got better content.
Well,
anyway, that's roughly. So now they've got a $4 million bill they're paying for updating the website. This will bring in $700 a month toward that payment. In fact, it's a little less than $700 a month.
Oh, no.
That's kind of sad.
That is sad. Talk about a waste of money. They should have talked to Nathan Ramback.
Yeah, he could have hooked him up. He could have told him how to make it
work. For less than $4 million. He's got us taking subscriptions.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Well, we're bringing in more
than,
we're bringing in enough to cover a goodly portion of the bills here. Of course, we didn't spend $4 million updating the website, but it was close to that.
No.
All right.
If we had, our web guys would have all retired. A whole bunch of them.
Yeah. They'd
like
all.
Three of them.
So, James Dolan going down is maybe not the smartest businessman on the planet.
No.
But, you know, at least he's
so
out there making
BEL compared to?
BEL compared to New York Newsday.
Is doing really well.
You're like a conglomerate
and
compared
even,
to these guys.
Even some of the big national ministries.
Yeah.
Last year, they were like $3 million, $5 million below budget.
Yeah.
Bob and Your Live wasn't.
No. No. In fact, the telethon's coming up in February, the shortest month of the year. You always choose.
That's right, for our broadcast telethon.
Keep,
so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
All right.
And so let's set the goal at $4 million for February.
All right. 4 million pennies.
We'll tell people, look, we need to update our website. We've got to raise $4 million. All right. Now, secondly, this is I think you'll get a kick out of this, Bob. There's a new public priorities poll out.
This is the one where they ask thousands of people, what is the government's top priorities?
What should the government's top priorities be for 2010?
Moral decline, terrorism, so on.
And moral decline is up there. The moral decline is up there in the list. Healthcare is up there. The economy, jobs, those are the top two.
All right. So what's with the...
Global warming is last. Not only is it last, it falls beneath concern over lobbyists.
Oh, no. Now, I mean, you're just kidding me.
How many people, except for news addicts, even know what a lobbyist is? And global warming finishes behind them.
Global warming doesn't even rank as high as regulating lobbyists.
Regulating lobbyists.
As a top concern of the government, global warming is last out of the... They had 20 things, right?
Yeah.
20 different topics. Global warming is dead last.
Yeah.
Maybe that's because it's been getting colder colder.
It's been a rough year for global warming. Where has Al Gore gone? Yeah. I haven't heard from him nor seen him.
No.
Since before Copenhagen.
It's like, where has Mitt Romney been complaining about Barack Obama's health care plan since it looks exactly like Mitt Romney's health care plan? So where's Mitt Romney been?
He's hiding out.
Although Mitt Romney's health care plan is a lot different than Barack Obama's. It just flat out pays for elective surgical late-term abortions.
That's right.
Yeah. No qualms about it.
Yeah, at least Barack Obama and the Democrats in the federal Congress are trying to give some...
Yeah.
Some impression that they're not paying directly for abortion.
Yeah, some.
Some.
Whereas Romney couldn't care less.
He was just like, what's the bill? I'll sign it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Mitt Romney's government health care plan was so much more wicked than Barack Obama's, and Barack Obama's is wicked.
It's wicked.
And that's why all these Christian leaders endorse Mitt Romney.
Mm.
Because he gave us homosexual marriage and tax-funded abortion, government health care.
Which are two top qualifications to be a conservative Christian leader, right?
Republican.
I'm sorry, not conservative. Republican.
Yeah.
Anyway, at least in my circle of friends, those aren't on. If you support tax-funded abortion and you support homosexual marriage,
you don't qualify as a Christian leader, pro-family leader.
You don't qualify as a man. In my book, you're not even a man.
Well, good point.
You're not even a real man.
So,
all right.
Okay.
Since we're talking about conservative Christian leaders, Bob, I want to give credit where credit is due. Focus on the Family has caused quite a stir this week.
Mm.
They've apparently purchased ad time on the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to offer up a pro-life advertisement featuring Heisman Trophy winner Tim Tebow.
Doug, this is tremendous. And... you know, praise God that Focus on the Family is doing this, because they could go to deep pocket supporters and say, we need $3 million. And it's, you know, people like to give to something that's concrete that they can say, all right, if I give $250,000, I could say I paid for a Super Bowl ad. You know, they get 10 guys together. And so, but praise God for Tim Tebow and his mother doing this ad, sharing the story of her difficult pregnancy in 1987, instead of getting an abortion, she gave birth to this extraordinary young man.
Yes, he was not a cyst. He was not a lump of cells.
He wasn't an eco-tumor like up in Boulder.
Yeah.
The late-term abortionist says that were tumors.
Right.
He is a godly young man.
He is.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Now, there's a professor up at his former university there, University of Florida, who talks about, you know, Tim Tebow's taking a calculated risk. His professor says, look, Tim Tebow, by going out as a pro-life so publicly like this at the Super Bowl, basically risks alienating half of his fan support. So Tim Tebow's taking a chance.
All right. So first of all, Jesus said you need to be willing to lay down your life. So praise God for Tim Tebow taking a chance. But, Doug, he's going to alienate half of his fans. Where do they get these professors?
He's a professor, Bob.
The only fans who will turn on him are the ones who wished he were dead. Talk about fair-weather fans. What kind of fans would say, I'd much rather he be dead? I mean, how stupid can you possibly be?
Now, speaking of stupid, this reminds me. Here in Denver, we have a local talk radio team on a station I won't mention. One guy's named Silverman. He's the alleged
Craig
liberal.
Silverman.
He's a liberal lawyer.
Yeah.
The other guy, whose name I forget, he's supposedly the conservative.
Dan Kaplis.
He's a lawyer too.
Yeah.
They were discussing this issue and
this very ad.
You're not going to believe this. Silverman, the liberal.
Yeah.
You'd expect him to be stupid, right?
You'd expect.
So he says, well, Dan, What if a woman goes and sees this ad that shows how Tim Tebow's mother chose to go forward with a risky pregnancy? And what if this woman watches this ad and despite her doctor's advice to get an abortion, she decides she's seen this ad. Now she's going to go forward. She's going to carry this baby to term. Yeah. And Dan, what if that woman and the baby both die? So that's what the liberal asks the conservative.
Yeah. And Doug, isn't it normally the hero who is willing to sacrifice their life? You love your child so much, you will do everything possible to try to give that child life. How about 9/11, the firefighters rushing into the World Trade Center? Who do we honor and admire? The guys running in to almost certain death to try to save people in the second tower, or the guys who are hiding outside saying, I'm not going to risk my life?
Bob, you needed to be on Kaplis and Silverman yesterday with that answer, because Dan Kaplis was hopelessly mired in verbal acrobatics to avoid the topic.
Well, yeah.
It was just embarrassing.
You know what's happened this week on Kaplis and Silverman that's so interesting is that Craig Silverman has finally admitted after 4 years on this show, four painful years of listening, that the unborn child in the womb is a human being.
You're kidding.
He's finally, you missed that part?
Craig Silverman?
He finally admitted it's a human being.
Maybe he's not as stupid as I thought.
Well, he's, you know, maybe personhood is getting to him. But guess what is happening with Dan Kaplis?
What is happening with Dan Kaplis?
So now we have the pro-abort liberal admitting the fetus is a human being.
We're making some progress.
And now we need Dan Kaplis to admit that it's a person.
That's exactly what I was getting at.
Because he won't do it. He's afraid to acknowledge that the baby is a person.
He was doing verbal acrobatic backflips to avoid using the term person for at least the 15-minute segment I heard yesterday, and it was painful to watch. And by the way, Bob, your answer to Craig Silverman's question is the right answer. Wouldn't we honor the mother who lays down her life or risks her life for her child?
Yeah, it wasn't too long ago that a mother would do anything, virtually anything, to give her child a chance at life. And today, if the child is going to interfere with her class schedule, she kills the child today. Mm. So do you see where we've come?
And that's what personhood is about, Bob. It's about changing. You know, for 40 years we've talked about we need to change the culture. We need to change people's hearts.
Right.
That's what the personhood argument does. I mean, if we can start making some headway with Craig Silverman, there's no telling where the personhood movement could take us.
And what might even happen to Dan Kaplis?
he
has refused to support personhood.
Yeah.
And
it's a shame.
It's a person. The child in the womb is a person and deserves the right to life. And if you don't acknowledge and advocate that the child deserves a right to life and the government should recognize the child's right to life, then you're not pro-life. You're something.
Something besides.
You're some kind pro-life. Of a philosophical morph of something, but you're not pro-life unless you advocate that the child in the womb has a right to life.
And a legal protection. The government has the obligation to protect that child.
That child's right. That's
because
right.
What is going to teach the next generation right from wrong if it's not the law? Is not the law the great teacher?
Well, the Bible tells us that when the law says do not murder, do not steal, do not commit adultery, young people grow up thinking there's such a thing as right and wrong.
Yeah.
When the law says do whatever you feel like, young people think there's no such thing as right or wrong, so there's no God of absolutes. Mm. That's what they think.
So we've got a lot of work to do, but fortunately we have a big hammer, personhood. It's a big tool.
Craig Silverman on our side. Now we just have to work on Dan Kaplis.
Come on, Dan. Come around. By the way, an announcement from Pro-Life Colorado.
Yeah.
They are the sidewalk counselors who are at the abortion clinic day in, day out, trying to save babies.
Yeah.
Five babies have been saved since last Friday's March
since
for Life.
Since March for Life, January 22nd, they count every year January 22nd on because that's a Roe v. Wade abortion year.
Right.
And it's like a fiscal year, only it's an abortion year.
Yeah,
so far, since January 22nd, five babies have been saved. Three in Colorado Springs and two in Denver.
Two in Denver just today, just this morning.
Just today.
Praise the
two
Lord.
At the abortion clinic in Denver.
Two potential Heisman Trophy winners will be born in Denver.
Wow.
Two potential PhD candidates.
Wow.
Two potential physicians.
Two potential talk show hosts.
Possibly.
One of whom knows it's a human being, and the conservative Christian doesn't know it's a person.
He's afraid to use the word person.
How?
It was palpable, Dan Kaplis's fear of that word. It was just...
You can't make this stuff up.
No, you can't. All right. Now let's move on. Speaking of pro-life leaders, you remember Lila Rose?
Oh, yeah.
Lila Rose came in for Colorado Right to Life's annual banquet.
Live action films, the Mona Lisa Project. She goes undercover into Planned Parenthood. She's tremendous.
She is phenomenal. Well, her former partner,
yeah,
a fella whose name I forget, he was arrested.
You mean O'Keefe?
Yeah.
Jamie O'Keefe.
James O'Keefe.
He's the acorn guy.
He's the guy who did the acorn
videos. He went after the low-hanging fruit.
Best known amongst our listeners as Lila Rose's former partner.
Lila Rose's former partner, yeah. And Acorn was so easy, and he got all this attention and fame.
Yeah,
and he likes it.
And he did a phenomenal job exposing Planned Parenthood's criminality.
Planned Parenthood with Lila Rose.
With Lila.
That was tremendous.
Yeah.
The Acorn stuff was perfectly valid.
Mm-hmm.
It's just easy.
Well, apparently Mr. O'Keefe and some of his buddies, they tried to go undercover into the Louisiana Purchase Office there, Mary Landrieu's office.
They went into Congress in D.C.
Yeah.
It was like the Watergate plumbers all over again.
Yeah, but it seems like they were a little bit less organized than
the plumbers.
Yeah.
They weren't plumbers?
I guess they didn't have G. Gordon Liddy organizing the thing. So anyway, they got busted, and
phone guys.
They were acting like phone guys.
It doesn't
look good for Mr. O'Keefe.
No, they got arrested.
Looks like he's in pretty big trouble. Looks like they were trying to plant a bug or I don't know what.
Who knows the story behind the story, but they got arrested. This is serious. I mean, they could get up to 10 years in prison.
Yeah.
Right? For trying to bug a federal.
Sneaking into an office.
Which, yeah.
I mean, it's not like we're totally strangers to any of that. Have you ever...
Well, first of all, he should have stuck with Lila Rose.
You got that right.
I don't know what path he's going down, but he should have stuck with Lila Rose and fighting against the child killers.
He should have.
But what did you ask
well,
me?
Well, I didn't know if, you know, speaking of, you know, going into somebody's office late at night, I mean, have you ever on the air told the story of...
No, not on the air.
Well, I mean, are you afraid you might get arrested?
Well...
For what you did? I'm sorry I brought it up. Maybe we should change the subject.
I think you just told the story.
Maybe we should change the subject.
Well, I guess I could say. I don't think...
A lot of time has passed. I think Pat Schroeder's died, hasn't she? Hasn't she passed?
Now you told the person.
Oh.
Now you told the governing official.
Oh, no.
Well, I didn't do it, and if I did, it was not my fault. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Nope.
I didn't do it, and if I did, it was not my fault.
Okay. By the way,
I guess I could tell the story.
We just got word Pat Schroeder is, in fact, still alive. I apologize for that.
Has she opened her eyes?
Now, that she hasn't done that. Maybe that's where I got the impression. Well, but tell the story, because I don't think people know.
All right. No, they
the
don't know, because I've never said it on the air. Now, it wasn't like James O'Keefe in his bubbling plumber repair job.
Going in there with bugs.
But Pat Schroeder's office, they called. It's a filthy place, you know.
I can imagine.
And so they called. They're a bunch of pro-abort child killers. They got homosexuals and lesbians in the recesses of her office. Just gross.
Disgusting.
Yeah. So they called to have their rugs steam cleaned. So they go on the Yellow Pages and they call the rug steam cleaning business, been in operation for 20 years. They call, they said, we can't have you interfere with our operations. Everything we do is so important.
Oh, yeah.
But could you come in and overnight clean our rugs? So he said, sure, I'll even give you a good deal. It's Pat Schroeder. Yeah, I'll give you a good deal. So he hangs up, the owner hangs up the phone with her office and calls Bob Benyert live.
Oh, yeah.
And says, Bob, how would you like to spend the night in Pat Schroeder's congressional office?
This is just classic.
Sounds good to me.
Of course.
He says, all right, do you know how to hold a steam cleaner? I said, yeah, I used to do that for my mother when I was young.
Yeah.
So he said, all right, come on, we'll train you, and you could spend the night, and you could, you know, see what you See what you see.
Try not to get anything on you, but, you know, you could look around the
Don't
place.
Don't get anything on you. But, yeah, you could look around. And so we had a great time all night in Pat Schroeder's congressional office.
And we don't want to get into exact dates and whatnot. This was quite some time ago.
Well.
But Pat was in the Congress at the time.
Yeah.
She was in the Congress.
Yeah.
So.
I think it's wise to leave the story there.
Now, you pulled the job off.
Leave it to people's imaginations.
Yeah. Anyway, you did not go to jail.
No.
And the carpets.
Not for that.
The carpets were sparkling the next morning. You couldn't even tell that the place had been full of homos the day before.
The carpets were clean. We wore gloves, but the carpets
were
clean.
I imagine you did wear gloves. All right.
So, okay.
So, anyway,
James O'Keefe should be talking to Lila Rose.
He needs to get back on.
Maybe Bob Enyard about how to get into a congresswoman's office without going to jail.
Yeah.
I really hope he doesn't go to jail. I don't know the story behind the story.
It could be that he's been set up, you know? I mean, we'll have to wait and see. But it's just unfortunate that he is currently in custody, as far as we know.
Yeah.
At airtime today, he was in custody. All right. Now, there is big news from on the personhood front.
Oh, good.
By the way.
Big news. What's the latest?
Kansas. Personhood, Kansas.
We haven't talked about Kansas.
Personhood, Kansas was a committee that was formed some time ago under the guidance of Personhood USA and Keith Mason.
That's absolutely right.
They've announced that they are launching a statewide petition drive, and they will deliver the responses on the petitions to the state legislature there in Kansas.
All right.
So Kansas is officially on board with personhood.
Kansas has just begun an active personhood effort. Praise God for that.
Awesome.
I think a while back we may have reported Indiana. There's an Indianapolis personhood steering committee.
There's a group that's
been formed, and they are working with their state legislators to introduce personhood there. Doug, our Colorado Republican legislators, they should have introduced a personhood bill.
Why not?
Instead of this bill that they introduced, Senate Bill 113.
I heard you talk about that yesterday, Bob, and frankly, I was shocked that happened in the state of Colorado. When I heard the broadcast, I thought surely you were talking about some other state.
Some other state, but Colorado Right to Life opposes Colorado's Senate Bill 113. Because it's not pro-life.
It's not?
No. They managed to come up with pro-life bills that affirm the killing of tens of thousands of children.
So they've been well-trained by National Right to Life Committee.
Well, yeah, that's what's going on. I mean, Jesus said that you leave the 99 to go save the one.
Yeah.
Our pro-life legislators today, they think you agree to kill the 99 to try to save the one out of 10,000.
It's sad.
That's where we're at. One out of 10,000. Utah's got a whacked out.
Oh, I've got that. But
bill.
Before I get to the Utah bill,
yeah.
Speaking of the Colorado personhood campaign, Personhood Colorado needs you. If you've been carrying a petition, you need to send that petition in and request another.
Please send in your petition. That is number one most important
issue.
The
leadership there has to know where they are and how to finish up this campaign so that we can get on the ballot. We need the petitions in. Even if it's not full, send it in and get another one.
Get it notarized. Go to your bank.
Get it notarized.
Or go to Colorado Right to Life or Personhood Colorado.
Yep.
Get it notarized and send it in. And we're going to offer you a two-day break.
A two-day break.
Two-day break from getting signatures.
We are.
You immediately get your signatures, your petition notarized, and mail it into Personhood Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Or deliver it to them or to Colorado Right to Life downtown. Then ask them to send you a blank petition back.
They should cross in the mail.
They should cross in the mail because we need 10 more signatures from you in the next 10 days.
That's right.
Next week.
So right after this broadcast, as soon as we wrap everything up here, I'm going to a local grocery store and I'm going to stay there for at least an hour and I'm going to get signatures. I want to do that every single day until
every
day. I'm doing at least an hour and more.
And do you have some signatures you could turn in? I have some signatures I'm going to turn in today.
Yes, turn them in and get another petition.
And then ask, can I have another blank petition? So that'll give you a two-day respite.
So get it done, people, and commit to going out every day and getting some signatures. Now let's move to Utah. Salt Lake City, a committee there has approved a bill that would let charges be filed against any woman who tries to arrange an illegal abortion. An illegal abortion.
Yeah. This Republican, this is another Republican.
This is a
right?
Republican bill. Carl Wimmer, Republican out there in Utah.
This guy is a whack job.
The bill itself clarifies what abortions are legal and protected from prosecution.
Yes. So this woman was pregnant. She arranged to have herself beat up.
That's where the bill comes from, right?
To try to kill the baby in her womb.
That was one freak incident of one woman
right.
who hired someone to beat her in the stomach to kill her baby.
So after 40 years of killing children by the tens, hundreds of thousands, a Republican comes up with yet another bill that affirms the right to kill the millions in order to save one out of 400,000.
Right.
We affirm your right to kill the millions because we want to save this one out of 100,000.
Right.
And Jesus said, you leave the 99 and you go save the one. How about the Marines? Do they leave the one behind?
They don't leave anyone behind.
You don't leave anybody
behind.
You
risk the entire platoon to save that one.
To save the one, right. And so you don't agree that, okay, you know what? You want to kill these millions? You could kill these millions because we want to try to save one. You refuse to leave one behind, alone the millions. You don't consent to the sacrifice of millions. You don't do it.
To save one. So Carl Wimmer, Republican of Utah, is not a hero. In fact, his bill says that only terminating a pregnancy in a way that's not covered would lead to a charge of criminal homicide. So I imagine the bulk of the bill talks about how to kill babies.
All the exceptions.
And then at the end, here's how you might get in trouble if you kill a baby.
Yeah, just like in Colorado.
Unbelievable.
Loveland's representative, B.J. Nichol, and Colorado Springs Senator Dave Schultheis.
Republicans.
Yeah, their Senate Bill 113, Colorado Right to Life, opposes this bill because it's not pro-life.
Yeah.
It says the mother can consent to killing her child. This bill is like outlawing killing Jews except for the Nazis.
That's about right.
After 40 years of the Nazis killing Jews, it's like the opposition has the courage to poke at it and say, well, okay, you could keep killing Jews if you're a Nazi, but not someone else by accident.
It's as if the Republicans are always willing to make some sort of symbolic effort against abortion so people will think they're pro-life rather than actually taking steps to end abortion or even stop one abortion.
Right.
They don't do anything real. It's all symbolic.
Right.
It's depressing. And I'm glad that there's a personhood movement or I'd want to flee the state.
All right. So this Senate bill, we need to oppose it because it's not pro-life. It's like banning the slave trade except for slave traders.
Yeah.
That's what it's like. And we got to be smarter than that. We have to have more courage than that.
Have courage. Be of good cheer and have courage.
Amen. Doug McBurney, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob.
303-753-9394 is the phone number to get a blank petition. 303-753-9394. Personhoodcolorado.com. Maranatha Wood, a great school. May God bless you.